Yuksham's followers all stayed down at the camp and Kawanamtawa's followers went back to Hotevilla. When they came back, they told their families that they had shaken hands with the captain. The next day Kawanamtawa went back to Orabi to see Tweekwaptawa. When he got there he told the chief what had happened when he had visited the captain, and the chief said that he would let them come back but he would like to see all the men who had shaken hands with the captain. That same night these men went back to Orabi to have a council with the chief. At this council the chief told them they could come back if they would be willing to send their children to school like the rest of the people, and they said they would agree to this. In a few days they came back to Arabi with their families, and shortly after that the butterfly dance took place. On that day all the soldiers were up in the village to see the dance. The next day after the dance, the police and some soldiers went to Hotevilla to get the children of school age, to send them to Keams Canyon to the school, and on that same afternoon the army broke camp and left Arabi with their prisoners. Yuksham and his men, and the children. 69. When they arrived at Keams Canyon the captain asked the agent to look the prisoners over and point out the men who had made trouble for him before. On looking them over he picked out Chief Yuksham first. Next was Chief Twahong Ainwa of Shapalavi and all his followers. So the two chiefs had something like 15 men picked out with them. Besides these, 11 men were picked out to be sent to Karlisal School. 1. Archie Kwamala. 2. Glenn Chestwa. 3. Andrew Humikyoptawa. 4. Joshua Humiyistawa. 5. Washington Tala Umptawa. 6. Louis Tiwanima, all from Shungpovi. 7. William Strong. 8. Albert Tawaventiwa. 9. Kwaits Hoiima. 10. Arthur Ponyakwaptiwa. 11. Twanimptiwa, from Hotevilla. The two chiefs, Yuksham and Tawahonganiwa, with their 15 followers and the boys were taken on to Fort Wingate. The rest of the men, about 100, were left at Keams Canyon. From Fort Wingate these prisoners were sent to Florence Penitentiary. The other 11 men, who were all married, were sent to Carlisle School. Three of the boys, Archie, Andrew, and Lewis, had left their wives at Shungpovi when they went to Arabi. When the soldiers went away, Chief Tweekwaptawa thought that the captain had forgotten him, but when the captain arrived at Fort Wingate he wrote to him and he had to go away, either to Riverside or Phoenix. This was a month after the others had left. About this time, Tweekwaptawa had insulted some of the women who came back from Hotevilla, and of course Kawanamtawa could not stand for this, so he called together all his followers, men, women, and all, about 15 or so families, and when he got them together, he asked them how long this had been going on, and they said, ever since they had come back. They said that the chief had always said to them that if they wanted to stay in that village they had to do as the Arabi people asked them to, whether they wanted to or not. After hearing all this from the women folk, Kawanamtawa went and called Chief Tweekwaptawa in, and when he did bring him in he said that the women had told him what he had been doing. 70. Tweekwaptawa said it was not so, but the women stood right up and told him it was so, and there was no use for him to try to hide it. Then, of course, after that, there was an argument. Finally, the chief told them that they did not have to stay there, but could go any place they wanted to Hotevilla or any place else. They knew that after having left Hotevilla they could not go back there, so the next day, Kawanamtawa went out to look for a site. First he went to a spring, Miyamushva, below Hukavai. Then he came back upon the mesa and went to Bakabi. finding that place with plenty of water and wood, he decided to take his people there, so when he came back he told his people they were to move the next day. The next morning all their burrows were packed up with their stuff. This was almost the middle of October. When they got there, the Hotavila people, hearing of it, did not like it, because after splitting away from them they were coming back to a place so near them. Of course, this being the fall, the weather was getting cold, and the best they could do was to find a little shelter along the edge of the cliff, and a few of them were under the ledge. Of course, in both places, Bakabi and Hotavila, the people were busy trying to put up houses of some kind. In Hotavila the women had to do all the work, for there were just a few old grandfathers left to help them. 54. Mr. Lemon, the agent, after hearing about this trouble again at Orebi, came right out and sent Twe Kwaptewa to Riverside. They just keep him there, and he did a little work. After sending him to Riverside School, the agent went back to Hotavila and picked out all the Shungpovi families and sent them back to their homes. Kiwanamptewa thought he should have help from the government, since he had shaken hands with the captain and made friends with the white man, so he went to the agency to ask for help. When he got there he told the agent he would like him to see if he could help him out, and the agent asked him in what way. The chief said he would like some lumber for doors and windows. Well, the agent thought it was rather wise of him to call on him for help, so he ordered some ready-made doors and windows. But these windows and doors did not come until the spring, about April. Of course, at both places, the people had a hard time during the cold weather. They had built little shelter places of stone with what cedar beams they could get. And they got through the winter pretty well, and not many people died. The Hotavila people had taken some of their beans from Orebi, and with burros they had dragged them over. 71. The women went back and forth every day and carried their doors and their mitates. The Orebi people had taken all their string beans and jerky. The men at Keams Canyon were set free about April. They were let out in time to plant their crops. The men sent to Florence were kept there about a year and a half. Along with these men was one man they thought was a witch, Kwaitsventiwa, and he would slip out of his cell, mysteriously, once in a while. Once he got out and ran away from the prison, but they caught him again, up in the mountains. While they were there, of course, their leaders Yukshima and Tawahonganiwa- always would refuse to answer whenever the warden or superintendent would ask them if they were ready to surrender and be sent back home. The others were quite young, and having left their families behind they wanted to go home. And so of course they were always having trouble among themselves. Finally, the two chiefs surrendered and were sent home, but after they came home they had a feeling that they were not respected, especially those that came from Shungpovi. Everything went well for about a year at Hotavila and Shungpovi. Then the children came home from school in the summer. At Hotavila houses had been built by this time. When the school opened in the fall, the people would not let the children return. The policemen went out but returned without the children. Again the army was called in. One company arrived and went to Hotavila, caught the children, and then went on to Shungpovi. At Shungpovi the hostile group refused to send their children and hid them. After that the children of the hostile group were not allowed to go home in the summer. From then on, everything went well. The old chief at Chipalovi, Tawahonganiwa, died at Shungpovi about 1920, and his followers all mixed with the other people. When Tawahonganiwa became hostile, Sikialitstiwa became chief of Chipalovi. Later Yukshima was again arrested and taken to California because he refused to have the sheep dipped. He thought it was bad for the sheep, and he thought The dipping caused the scab. He was arrested and sent to Keams Canyon. There were about 15 men from Hotavila, mostly sheep owners. When his time came to be released, Mr. Daniels, the agent, called him into the office at Keams Canyon and asked him if he was ready to go back home. 72. The old chief said, "Yes, but I will never change my heart and the idea of making a friend of the white man. I am old now and I am not able to serve any more terms in prison. As far as my theory is concerned, I think that I have carried it out well for my great uncles who gave me this theory to carry out. When I go back to my people, I will ask them or my relatives if they will carry this on, but I think that they will not do as well as I have done, because they will be afraid. They will not be men enough to do it, but whoever does step in and take my place in prison I think will be Chief Tweekwaptewa, because he will carry on and make trouble for you as he did for me, and if he ever does serve a prison term, I wish to see if he is as brave as I am and will stand as much as I have stood to this day. So I am through. From now on I hope to live in peace and die in peace." He did. 73. How the Crow Clan became also the Kachina Clan. Originally, the home of the Crow Clan was somewhere in the forest at the foot of the San Francisco Peaks. There were seven families and they were a dark people. Now, often in the night they would hear something moving about far away in the woods, making a strange noise and they wondered who it was.